The explosion went off Tuesday morning just outside the main gate of Bagram Air Base, about 60 kilometers north of the Afghan capital, Kabul. U.S. officials say Vice President Dick Cheney was safely inside the heavily guarded military base at the time. The vice president told reporters he heard a loud boom before officials moved him to a nearby bomb shelter. He said the Taliban was clearly trying to send a message with the attack and challenge the Afghan government's authority. An American and a South Korean soldier were among those confirmed dead, but Senior Master Sergeant Richard Simonson says most of the victims were local Afghans.
Medical personnel are treating the injured at medical treatment facilities here at Bagram Airfield at this time. The incident has no impact on the vice president, and the incident is currently under investigation.
The Taliban quickly announced responsibility for the attack and said the U.S. leader was the intended target. The blast occurred at the first of at least three separate checkpoints protecting Bagram, which houses roughly 10,000 U.S. and coalition forces. Cheney left the airfield about 2 hours after the explosion and went to scheduled talks with the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, in Kabul. The two men met privately for about 45 minutes before joining advisors. U.S. and Afghan officials are increasingly concerned about a major Taliban offensive expected in the next few weeks. Taliban spokesmen say they are planning a massive wave of violence throughout Afghanistan as soon as the weather improves and snow begins to melt. Cheney also made an unannounced visit to Pakistan Monday amid reports that both Taliban and Al-Qaeda insurgents have established a series of bases along the Afghan border. Cheney reportedly warned Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf that U.S. funding to Islamabad could be in jeopardy unless his forces help improve regional security. On Monday, Britain said it would send an additional 1,400 troops to Afghanistan to help repel any offensive. There are already approximately 45,000 foreign troops in Afghanistan, including more than 27,000 U.S. forces and 5,000 from Great Britain. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。